Hey, put our letterhead. Well, you don't have our letterhead. Don't worry about it. Put patient's date of birth. Patient's name Maria Harris, HARROS, 7277. Then to whom it may concern. Let's see. Regarding Nexus letter from Maria R. Harris, HARROS. Condition: major depressive disorder secondary to service-connected tinnitus. I'm writing this letter on behalf of my patient, Maria, M-A-R-I-A-H-A-R-R-O-S, date of birth, 7277, with history of long-standing history of tinnitus, as well as associated depression, period. Patient has been seen by this examiner from the beginning of this year. Patient has a well-known history of diagnosis of tinnitus, which is very much service-related. Let's see. The veteran's report of the persistent ringing and buzzing in the ear has significantly affected her quality of life, sleep, and concentration, period. These symptoms have contributed to increasing feeling of frustration, helplessness, irritability, and social withdrawal, period. Furthermore, this has caused my patient to have major depressive disorder per DSM-5 criteria, period. These include low mood, AHEDONIA, fatigue, feeling of worthlessness, poor concentration, and which are definitely exacerbated by her ongoing tinnitus, period. It is the opinion of this examiner and well-known, and it's well-known, and has been well-known, documented in the middle of literature, that chronic tinnitus can lead to aggravated mental health condition, including depression and anxiety, period. The constant inescapable nature of tinnitus can severely impact sleep and mood, period. This creates a sleep of psychological distress, period. In case of Ms. Harris, the development of depressive symptoms appears to be directly related to functional impairment and emotional toll caused by their tinnitus, period. Furthermore, it's my opinion that at least uh, 50% or greater of at least as likely as not, put in parenthesis, 50% degree of probability that the veteran's major depressive disorder is proximately due to the results of or aggravated by their service-connected tinnitus, period. Let's see, this opinion is based on the veteran's reported symptoms, my clinical evaluation, and the chronology of the onset of depressive symptoms following tinnitus diagnosis. I have also done my due diligence by reviewing the medical research regarding the link between tinnitus and depression. If additional information or classification is required, I'm available to provide that further. And just sign it for Dr. John Habadir, and we'll give it to him to sign. Thank you so much. Bye.